WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Earlier this week, we spoke with WBEZ arts contributor Mark Guarino about concerts to put on your radar this month. And if you're looking for an upcoming show that highlights Chicago's eclectic DIY sound, then add this one to your list. Chicago Trio's Star Charm will be at Shuba's Tavern on Tuesday, April 15th. Sharing the stage with Lower Town and Sunshine. We sat down with the band's singer and guitarist, Lainey Buenrostro, and drummer, Amaya Pena. I began by asking them how they met and how the band came together.
I met Lainey at a show at Shuba's, actually, and then we just, like, hit it off, and we got wine, and then that was...
Wine'll do it.
Wine'll do it. That was that. Me and Jasmine met... We were at a show, and then we looked at each other, and then we started speed walking together, and then we played piano together, and then we just kept dancing, and then we were like, we should be friends, and then we all three, met and kind of...
Sometimes it's like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's your version, Lainey?
No, that is like also an accurate version. So I guess this project started off... under a different name called Soft and Dumb. It was a project I shared with my ex. That project, they left the project, and then I, you know, was, like, looking for new members. Mm-hmm. I met Amaya. We got wine, and immediately I was like, can you please drum for me? They, at that point, had never drummed before, but I just trusted them intuitively to take care of my baby, which is my music, and... Amaya and Jasmine are just really good friends, and Jasmine is just a phenomenally talented bassist, like multi-instrument,
fashion.
And so I was just happy to have her on.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So Star Charm, would you say it's an evolution then of Soft and Dumb as far as the sound goes, or is this a new beginning?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think I carry a lot of the traits that Soft and Dumb had. I love odd time signatures, super pop forward melodies. I think it Star Charm does lean a bit more, I guess, singer songwriter than Soft and Dumb was, is just because the nature of having a whole different you know lineup now, mm-hmm. and Jasmine and Amaya also have their own individual influences that. Is obviously going to change the sound.
Yeah. What music were you into or did you make, Amaya, before meeting Lainey and Jasmine?
Before meeting them, I'd kind of like just started to make music on my own, which is like a lot softer and like kind of like Latin influenced guitar stuff.
Oh, cool.
Obviously, I never drummed before. So like drumming wise, like this was totally a new thing. But I feel like, yeah.
So you were playing guitar first?
Yeah, I played guitar first.
What was the transition like from guitar to now drumming? I'm assuming more than you play guitar.
Yeah, it was a very fun transition. I think I remember the first practice was just Lainey came to my house and then showed me a bunch of songs, and I kind of just went for it. It felt like a pretty easy transition, honestly. I feel like I thought that drumming was like super intimidating and difficult, and not that it's not difficult, but like I think that having them there made it feel very approachable and natural transition.
Why don't we hear some of your music? This is Fake Blood. So Star Charm's 1 year anniversary is coming up.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you've solidified this trio now. So Lainey, how would you describe the Star Charm sound right now? What is it giving?
So we often talk about 2010s pop music as being a sort of major influence for all of us. I'm a Gen Z kid, so that was like the music I grew up on. Definitely influenced by pop melodies of that time. Also, the indie rock music of that time, like 2016, 2018, Frankie Cosmos, Mitski, Soccer Mommy. Those were like pretty influential in my own personal songwriting.
I know you three have, you know, some overlap, but for the most part, you have pretty distinct music tastes from each other. But I think it must be fun to sort of bring all of that individuality together, all those different influences together when you're writing the music or just jam sessions, right?
Yeah. No, it's really fun. I think also we all have an appreciation for each other's music. And I think we're all people who are down, like, I feel like if any of our favorite songs come on, like we're all three going to like be dancing or singing along. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like, so it brings us together in that way.
Yeah. So you gave me some of the genres that you enjoy, but share some specific artists that you feel have the biggest influences on you. You first, Lainey.
Oh, 100% Mitski. I've been such a huge Mitski fan since I was like 14. So I definitely feel like she's raised me in a way. Bury Me at Makeout Creek was like such a like important record for me, and then Puberty too, like getting to see her at Pitchfork was like a phenomenal experience. If I'm doing an interview, I'm gonna mention Mitski.
Yeah,
she's
like, the one.
Her songwriting is just so simple but poignant, and I can only ever hope to emulate that sort of skill that she has.
Who comes to mind for you, Amaya?
I think specifically with drumming, Suburban Lawns comes to mind. I love the drum style and I love the playfulness. Mm-hmm. And I think that the playfulness is what like draws me into drumming in general. It feels like I'm just playing and dancing around.
I gotta come see you play a show.
Oh, yeah.
Is that pretty much your persona on stage?
I think so. I think that when I started drumming, I was like, oh, it literally just feels like I'm dancing.
I'd be like, who's the one jumping around in the back?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just Amaya.
Yes.
So Jasmine, who isn't with us today, she has talked about how Star Charm is in an experimental phase right now. What does that experimentation look like or sound like, Lainey?
So I think the experimentation lies in our writing process. Like Amaya had initially mentioned, when I first started playing music with them, I just had, a huge catalog of demos and songs that I had written. And now we're writing more collaboratively, jamming, and then having songs like birth from that. So we're sort of experimenting with that process now instead of me coming to them with like a fully written song. I really enjoy the process of giving, you know, giving someone a little bit of like pre-written material and then them like completely changing it. I think that that collaborative part of music making has always been really exciting to me.
Yeah.
And I really, really respect both Jasmine and Amaya's like musicianship. So I'm always very excited to see what they do.
Yeah. So we're listening right now to your song called The Color Clear. The two of you doing dance moves here in the studio, for those who can't see them. This was the first song that you collaborated on, and so I want to learn more about how you navigated the process of songwriting together.
Mm-hmm. This was the first song that we wrote, all together. It was birthed out of a jam that we did. I had not brought any, like, because sometimes I'll sneak in a little pre-written, like, guitar part and sneak it into a jam and be like, oh, I actually wrote that. There's, like, lyrics and other part. But for this one, it was, like, completely born in Amaya's practice space.
Yeah, I feel like it was born out of, like, I feel like sometimes, like, in our practice, we fall into a, like, two-hour jam. And I feel like this was one of them. And I think it just happened, and then we kept looping the beginning part. And we were like, okay, we should keep doing it. And it was also the first time we really got a chance to emphasize Jasmine's bass line. Mm. And that was really exciting for us to have like a section of the song that me and Lainey both like really just like let Jasmine's bass playing shine. Cause I think it's so catchy and kind of the backbone of that song.
Earlier this year, Amaya, I hear you were in Alaska?
Yeah, I was in Alaska.
How was that?
It was really good. I was there for 2 months. I was an Aurora Borealis photographer in Fairbanks. So I was like taking pictures of people under the Northern Lights. It was very fun.
And you were making music?
Yes, I was
while
making
you were
music
there.
As well.
A little birdie told me. So here's If a Leaf Was a Circle. This is off your album Demos under Miss Aurora Borealis.
Yes.
So we talked about your musical inspirations, but what about your inspirations in life? I know Jasmine in particular loves fashion.
Yeah, she prepared a statement.
She did, so in her
really,
absence.
Yeah, she really did want to be here, but, you know.
Life.
Okay. So imagine this in her voice.
Jasmine talking now.
This is Jasmine talking. Hello, I'm Jasmine, bassist of Star Charm. First off, a quote that I adore. For me, glamour is my greatest coping mechanism. It's how I approach and process. You take whatever is around you and put in yourself and use that fabric to create a story around whatever you're feeling. Dara. Although I'm not present in person, I wanted to share a little bit about me. I live to feed myself, food, water, architecture, music, movies, clothes, books, and the company of loved ones. These sustaining forces are why I live. Feed yourself good and smart in order to reflect that passion onto the world that builds you. Wish I could be there. Much love and vibes.
Aw, Jasmine. Yeah. So, I gotta meet her. This means you have to
amazing.
Come back.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Right? Lainey, you're a visual artist as
yes.
well. I can tell that you're inspired by Japanese artist Aya Takano.
I am. She's yeah. one of my favorite visual artists. I went to art school. Visual art was probably the first art form that I was drawn to ever since I was like a little girl. But and it's probably the one that I've like nurtured the most. But I love visual art. For me, I feel like I create from the same place. So I feel like my visual art mm-hmm. and my music feel very tied together. And it's nice because obviously like music requires a lot of like, you know, visual art. Like to be a musician, you also have to like, you know, be a designer in a way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's been a sort of useful
it's like,
transfer
It's an unlikely
skills.
Connection, but there is a connection there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In the creativity. How do you think inspiration from everything like fashion to visual art to being in Alaska translates into music, Amaya?
I think music specifically, it's like, it's a very physical thing for me. I think I'm really drawn to rhythm in general in songs, and I think I take a lot of inspo from cumbia, which I like talk about all the time with them.
Oh, cool.
And I like grew up on it, and it's always been like the drums that like kind of take over my body, and I love to dance a lot. That was like a huge part. Alaska, I would like dance under the moon to cumbia, and I think that like the drums filling my body is like a feeling I hope to like make. And so I think with drumming, when I'm or writing any music, I think that I am searching for like that feeling for the music to like completely take over my body.
Sounds like such a spiritual experience too.
Yeah, it's
dancing under the moonlight in Alaska.
It does sound very
And I made this album.
Yeah, no, it's very fun. But I feel like for me, it's kind of like a physical. My end goal to like fill the physical feeling, along with visual art, of course.
Yeah. Well, we hear it in the music. That's good.
I'm glad. That's glad
good. Let's hear some more music. Time to wake up. Okay, so I can't let you get away with this. You haven't officially released anything yet. Okay, when can we expect that EP or album or single from Star Charm? We're kind of craving a drop.
Yes, we definitely really also are craving a drop.
And everything that we've been listening to today is from live performances.
Yes, so we have collected quite a bit of songs that we are really, really, really eager to put out. The plan tentatively is, well, not tentatively, we are recording in May. You know, the aspect of releasing that EP is a little bit more complicated, and like the timeline of when that'll happen, hopefully summer, fall.
Okay.
That is hopefully, but
I've got my fingers crossed for you.
We'll be working with Angel Tapes, but so it kind of, to release that EP, so it kind of is dependent on their scheduling and how their release schedule looks, but
I feel like my brain feels like it'll happen in
I'm
like
really
summer.
Hopeful.
I feel yeah. I think it'll probably, yeah.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that.
All right, sounds good. Please do.
Before I let you go, though, I'll ask you both. I want you to name a band that, if people listening enjoy them, then they would love Star Charm, too.
Oh, my God.
Who comes to mind? Lainey?
Oh, my God. This is so hard. Okay. I'm just going to say Operelli, because me and Jasmine were just, we are obsessed with this artist called Operelli, and we've just obsessively just listening to their discography.
Okay. So. Awesome. Amaya? What are you thinking?
I might say like Blonde Redhead Palm. I feel like.
Why?
I think they just come up a lot in practice, and I think that Palm weird time signatures and stuff like that. And then I think with Bon Redhead, I feel like with a lot of the stuff we're currently writing, Jasmine's like bass tone kind of feels very synthy and like spacey in a really cool way.
I just remembered something. So I was at I was like out, and then somebody had recognized me from a show we had just played. And then I was curious. I'm like, how would you describe our music? Because that's what I'm always like curious to ask.
Right.
And then he said the Cure, but yossified. So, you know, take from that what you will. Obviously not comparing myself, but you know, yossified.
Yes.
Love that. We've been chatting with Chicago's own Star Charm, Lainey Buenrostro, and Amaya Pena. Thank you so much for making the time.
Of course, thank you for having us.
Special shout out to Jasmine Feliciano, who couldn't be with us today. We'll go out on one more song. This is Still 19. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Ethan Schwab. You can support the work we do on Reset by liking and subscribing to our podcast. We drop new episodes every weekday with a special episode on Saturdays. You can also sign up for our newsletter. Head to wbez.org/resetnews. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.